Today is January 8th. Before we begin reading, let's go ahead and pray. Father God, I pray that you would teach us today. Help us to see you in a new way. Show us what we need to do and how we can better live for you and follow you and obey you. Lord, give us something today that we can apply and that we can actually obey today. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we are finishing Matthew chapter 6, and we are looking at Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 34. Matthew 6, 19 through 34. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat?" Or, "What shall we drink?" Or, "What shall we wear?" For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. All right, today we are looking again at Jesus' teachings, and today he is talking about where we place our value. What do we value? What do we serve? What is most important in our lives? And he compares the beginning of today's reading, treasures on earth with treasures in heaven. What we need to remember is that life here is temporary. We aren't living in this world forever. We're here for a very short time. But the Bible teaches that after we die, we will go to heaven where we will live forever. Life here is temporary. Heaven is eternal. That means it never ends. It goes on and on forever. So our time here is very, very, very short. We come, we live, we die, and we're done here. But our time there, we go there and we're there forever and ever and ever, and then even longer. It doesn't stop, it doesn't end. And so Jesus is saying, where is our focus? Am I spending all my time and energy and life devoted to things that are here on this earth that are temporary? Or am I spending my time and energy devoted to God, devoted and given to things that are eternal, that never end? it's very easy to get absorbed and consumed with things that are here. It's very easy to find these things to be very important. But God wants us to go further. God wants us to look beyond this world to heaven. And that's why one of my favorite verses in the Bible is Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That first, we are to seek God's kingdom. We are to seek God, what God wants, what God desires. That should be my first focus, my first aim. That is the center of everything that I do. Everything else falls into place around it. Seek first God's kingdom. Put God first in my life, and he will take care of the rest. He also talks about worrying, and once again, he puts it into a big eternal perspective, not just here, the physical world, here and now, but the big picture. He talks about, why am I so worried about getting more money, getting more things? I should be focused on the big eternal things. God will take care of me. He takes care of the plants. He takes care of the animals. He takes care of all the other things. If I will seek him and follow him, God will provide for me. Now, it may not be all the great things that this world seems to value, but he'll provide what I need and make me happy and content, so that the things that I don't have, they're temporary anyway. There are other things that are more valuable, more important. And so, when we come down to it, I think verse 24 really summarizes the big picture of this reading today, of today's reading. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Now, you cannot serve both God and money, but we could substitute just about anything for this for money. You cannot serve both God and work. You cannot serve both God and physical pleasure. You cannot serve both God and fame and fortune. Now, this doesn't mean that if you serve God, you will have no money. You will have none of the other things that are nice in this world. It doesn't mean that you will automatically give those up. What it means is, what is first and foremost and most important in my life? There can only be one thing that is the center of my life. If I think about a king and his throne and his kingdom, there is only one king in the kingdom. He is the highest, the most important. There are not two. There's only one. Just like that, there is only one king in my life. Now, I can submit and allow God to be king of my life and do things his way, follow and obey him, and he will provide for me and give me a life that is wonderful, and I have seen that in so many ways. He will give me the things that I need and provide for me, and then I also am focused on eternal things that aren't temporary and don't pass away. Or I can try to put myself on the throne, where I am most important, my desires, what I want, whether it's money, whether it's fame, whether it's power, physical pleasure, whatever it might be, I can put those things first. But I cannot put myself first and God first at the same time. I can only serve one master. There can only be one king, one person who is most important. So who will that be? Am I going to focus on things that are temporary or on God who is eternal? And what about you? Who or what is most important in your life? Are there things that you place above God? Are there things that you see as most important, more important than God, that you choose this instead of choosing God? If there are things, then there's a problem. You're focused on things that are temporary, that are not going to last forever. Instead, we should be focused on God and on Him, who will last forever. Pray that God will help you put Him first. It doesn't mean that all the other things are completely thrown away and that you have to give up all of it. But putting God first, having Him be more important, being willing to give up these other things, is what God calls us to do. And sometimes He does call us to give up things. But when we are called and asked to give up something that we value, God has something greater, whether it is in this life or in eternity. God has something so much better that it is worth giving up whatever it is that we have to do to follow God. God is much more valuable than anything here on earth. Lord, I pray that you'd be with us. Help us today to put you first. Help us to see you as more valuable than anything, whether it is money or fame or sin or whatever it is. Help us to put you first. Help us to honor you and choose you over anything else in this world. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.